can't see any of my friends. And I'm single and clinically depressed. So I cry a lot. I have a few casual lovers, but I can't get to them. I miss touch. Sometimes I feel abandoned by my friends. Friends who made queer germ circles without me. Friends who left the city for country houses. Friends who are married or coupled. I feel unitless, adrift on the waves of my own tears. The man in the wheelchair speeds away and into the bike lane without replying. I love how fast people in motorized wheelchairs go. How many more I've seen on the street since lockdown. Alongside bikes, taking up the middle of the road. I like seeing people in wheelchairs in the middle of Second Avenue. It's a glorious fuck you to the walking. A middle finger to the abled city. The not sick city. The whole city is quarantined now. My parents never got me a wheelchair, though in those last few years when things were really bad, I would have been better off with one. But maybe I didn't want one. Maybe I was steeped in my own shame and refused one. Inside the bike shop, a man in his late 20s or early 30s helps me. I called ahead to see whether they had a bike for me, and they did. He's kind, sweet, and wears a green and yellow mask. I wonder if his partner made it for him. I say, I have a disability, so my balance isn't always great, but I can ride, though it's been a while. I need to be able to touch the ground with my feet when I stop, and I need a cruiser with a wide seat and maybe more than three gears. I want baskets for groceries, and a color would be great.
I think I have a good bike for you.
He's a total professional, not a bike bro dick. He goes to the back and then wheels out my bike. She's magenta, low, with cream-colored rims on fat tire wheels.
It's a step-through, so you can get on and off easily. Really light, too.
We pick out my seat and have an honest conversation about my ass. Maybe our masks make it easier for us to do this.
Some of us get very sweaty and some of us don't, he says. It's just about bodies and where your sit bones are located.
I get really sweaty and my butt is big.
Got it.
He shows me the widest, softest seat. I am also thinking about my pussy, and that she needs me to take care of her. More than anything, I want to feel good on this bike, and I want to connect with her. I need endorphins, because the pandemic has made me so depressed, I'm afraid I'm going to have another breakdown. We pick out locks, the baskets, a helmet. I choose the ventilated one, over the cuter, more old-school one, because I know how sweaty my head and face get. I max out a credit card to buy her. I am a master at maxing out a credit card, paying it down little by little, and then maxing it out again in a moment of desperation and or longing. My bike guy seems excited for me.
I'll call you. It'll be ready tomorrow.
I'm numb when I leave, panicked about the money. I am waiting for my stimulus check, which I've already decided to give away, but there is suffering in the world, and I have bought an object. First ride. We're almost 2 months into the pandemic. The day I pick up my bike, it's sunny, and I'm sweating. At lights, I stop. I stick to the bike lanes mostly and just pedal. My leg muscles tingle, and my heart beats harder in my chest than it has since the lockdown began. Before I really know what I'm doing, I'm at the mouth of the Williamsburg Bridge. I stare up at the incline. Can I do it? Should I try? I take a picture of it with my phone and text my friend and ex-husband, Guapo, that I'm going to try. He knows my disability better than anyone, except maybe my mom.
Do it!
He texts back. The incline is long but not steep. I pass walkers and shift gears. When bikes pass me, I'm pulled toward them like I'm on some invisible puppet string. I will have to think about this, but I don't stop. My legs burn and I switch gears, panting, but riding. Going, going, gone. What if I never go back to Manhattan? What if I stay in Brooklyn with my friends? What if I find a secret bar where people are allowed to touch? At the crest of the bridge, I wave and talk to the river. Hi, East River. Hi, garbage barge. I love you. I count masks and remember that bikers are queer and cute, at least the ones coming at me from Brooklyn. Black bandana mask.